Former Commissioner of Charge, Justice Emil Short, says disregard for laid down rules and regulations in the public service is the reason for the increasing cases of corruption in the country. He said performance systems must be properly structured, whilst public officials must be monitored to ensure that the right procedures are followed. Again, appropriate sanctions must be meted out to those who flout the system. Justice Emil Short was speaking on our current affairs program, Talking Point.
There are laws on paper. People violate them with impunity. So we have tolerated and encouraged a culture of impunity in our body politic. Especially in the public service, there appears to be an unwritten law or convention that you don't impose severe sanctions on public personnel who violate laws or flout financial regulations and so on. You see, I believe that we need to make sure that the leadership in all these institutions, the institutions of accountability and other institutions, are people of integrity, people who are selfless, people who are there and understand the concept of service. They assume office not to enrich themselves or to enjoy the perks and privileges of their office, but they understand that they have been appointed or elected to serve, and they will do so diligently in accordance with whatever oath they have taken, and that they will be determined to apply the laws without fear or favor, even if they are going to encounter criticism or become unpopular. But that is what is lacking in our body politic. Leadership is weak. It starts from the top. You know, as the saying goes, if a fish is going to get rotten,
it starts from the head.
It is so. The head has an important role to play in ensuring that there is discipline throughout the institution, and that those below the head are also applying the laws and the rules, you know, appropriately.
If you have a situation where the head has put in place mechanisms to control some of these acts, but unfortunately beneath the head, the institutions that are supposed to carry out this directive from the head are also not working to ensure that what the head has planned will come to pass. What do you do in that situation?
Well, if you're talking about within a particular institution, then the head, of course, has power to sanction the people who are his or her subordinates. But if you're talking about other institutions, related institutions that have a responsibility to carry out certain functions, of course, you may not have control over those institutions, but you can voice your frustration about the lack of, you know, action by those institutions. But you may not be able to do anything about the fact that those institutions are not working properly. But within your own institution, you should be able to enforce discipline. You should be able to ensure that those under you are doing their work diligently.
For his part, the chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, believes the church has played its role by educating members on the stance of the Bible when it comes to issues of corruption, although he expressed a worry that the church takes a lot of blame when individuals are found in corrupt acts. Most Reverend Asante said the church will intensify its education on the ills of corruption.
Whenever we talk about corruption, whenever we talk about the challenges of integrity in a country like ours, where 70% claim to be Christian, then of course Christians cannot sit down unconcerned. We have a lot of people professing to be Christians, but who have denied the power thereof. People who do not allow their Christian convictions and beliefs to inform their offices. If churches will begin to let people know that the work of God is not just limited to somebody who goes into the ordained ministry, and that the minister of state is also doing the work of God, the person working in the MDAs is doing the work of God, and that the person is not only accountable to the nation, but is also accountable to God, and the person must look at what he's doing in terms of a calling, a spiritual calling, to serve God through one's profession, a lot of changes might come about. But having said all that,
but you're clear that these are things that the church is not doing.
I do not think that in our preaching we have placed too much emphasis on helping people to realize that the work of God is not limited to people simply toting the Bible around, and that the judge is doing the work of God, the policeman is doing the work of God, the minister, the parliamentarian is doing the work of God. Unfortunately, even the clergy, when we talk about corruption and lack of integrity, even the people who call themselves clergy are culpable many ways. Auditor General has exposed a number of people. Rarely do we hear that people have been punished for corruption or for not doing the proper thing. Why? Because as soon as such a thing comes, the clergy, the reverend minister, goes to plead for the person. The chieftaincy institution, the archives, will also go there. And in most cases, I must be frank here, the junior ones who do those things are doing it also as proxy for the heads.
Also on the program was the former chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa. He said government must ensure that recommendations in the Auditor General's report are implemented. He thinks the refusal of institutions to implement these recommendations is not helping to address the canker.
Every institution that is audited by the Auditor General must have an Audit Report Implementation Committee. And it is the duty of the Audit Report Implementation Committee to take over the Auditor General's report as approved by Parliament and implement it. Part of the problem has been that the membership of the IRA is made up of the same senior office against whom the adverse findings would have been made. And it is quite a human being, you know, to set in place actions to punish himself. So we've not been very lucky with the Audit Report Implementation Committee. In any case, according to the Auditor General's report, and the institution I work for has also done some work in this area, we do know that up to the end of 2011, there was no Audit Report Implementation Committee that was working, that was functional in Ghana.
Yeah.
They were supposed to have started from 2003. So they were not even doing any work there to be able to do them. My worry is about the non-functionality of the Audit Report Implementation Committees. People say to me, so you had all this fanfare, there was this public accounts hearing, you came up with all sort of revelations, and what happened? Well, I'm sorry, the Public Accounts Committee cannot do anything more than that. The role assigned to us is to see whether the Parliament can agree with the Auditor General's report. So thereafter, when it comes to implementation, the law was very, very specific. It is the duty of the Audit Report Implementation Committee. But to the extent that the Audit Report Implementation Committee has not worked, is it not about time that we find other ways to put in place institutions and mechanisms to implement the Auditor General's report?
Former Chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa.